This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on this August 13th, 2019 Global Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, riding shotgun with Owen Troyer. And we're going to be here for the next 4 hours broadcasting, covering all the huge global developments. Now, yes, the Epstein developments are stratospheric. There's nothing like it that has woken more people up. We're going to be covering that coming up in about 12 minutes. But first off, the United States really is at war with China. We've been in a proxy war for many years. The globalists, the Democrats particularly, but along with the neocons, set it up where we were deindustrialized and where everything was shipped to China and where it was set up, where they would economically dominate us, where they bought up our debt, they bought up Hollywood. And there's been really no news coverage of this, but now it's all starting to come out. We've been exposing this for really 20 years, the hand over the Panama Canal, all the deep ports, the infrastructure, the control over rare earth minerals. Anybody else, U.S. companies, Russian companies, try to go in and get rare earth minerals anywhere. International courts come after them. The CIA comes after them. So China has been positioned to absolutely manipulate currencies, be given all of our weapons secrets, just to be set up to take over in the 21st century, which the Council on Foreign Relations and the globalists have openly bragged about. What was left of the British Empire that took over the U.S. after World War I now is done with the U.S. and is moving on to China. I want to be clear. That is not the British people. That is not the people of Ireland or Scotland or the U.K. That is the globalists that sucked off those people, built an empire. Then it moved on to the U.S. to suck off us to build a corporate empire. Now it's moving on to China to bring in its final world government. Well, we've had Peter Thiel come out again on Fox Business and lay it all out. Next segment, I'm going to play a clip of it and say we're really at war with China and that there are post-nationalists in America that are working with China and that Google and Apple and others have moved there and are working against us. Well, Thiel's a Bilderberg insider. He's been in the globalist ranks. He's been a libertarian. He's been pro-nationalist at many levels. So we've always said that we weren't sure if he was a good guy or a bad guy, because they were trying to bring in the new generation of people to join them. And not everybody that's part of these globalist systems is actually for it. They've been working against it. More and more, Thiel shows that that is exactly what he's doing. But China invaded, as you know, with plainclothes, police, and military on thousands of motorcycles last month into Hong Kong. They're threatening to physically invade Taiwan. They're threatening to physically invade with regular army and navy forces. This is a powder keg in the South China Sea. And so now this is really reaching a head. It's really coming to a flashpoint, because even more troops and more plainclothes have poured in the last 3 days and are viciously attacking demonstrators all over Hong Kong. This intimidation didn't work. Men, women, and children being beaten with these clubs, these metal clubs, having their heads split open, their bodies split open. Some people have been killed. Now they're reporting many, 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 many times who were already out demonstrating. Tens of thousands before is now hundreds of thousands. Some are saying millions, taking over airports, taking over government buildings, taking over anything that the Chi Coms have been in control of. And even mainstream news admits communist China has miscalculated in a big, big way. Communist China has absolutely thought that they could bully and intimidate folks in Hong Kong who've already been pushed to the brink, who are now learning their businesses can be taken with no due process. They can be arrested and extradited to the mainland to disappear to a slave gulag. That's what the government that's working with the Chinese is doing, selling out what's left of the Hong Kong freedom. So instead of going into that long, dark night, they are saying no, and they are fighting back. And it is absolutely amazing. And it's waving American flags. It's just incredible seeing America as a symbol of freedom. When we come back with Blake Beal on this and so much more. Then Chip, here's the biggest news yet of Jeffrey Epstein. He was heard shrieking and fighting for his life. Yes, clearly all evidence points toward was strangled.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of incredible things are happening across this world. We're building towards this massive quickening. Alex Jones here, again, riding shotgun with Owen Schroyer. Such huge global events. China has miscalculated with Hong Kong and Taiwan and with the U.S. taking over much of the South China Sea, now using paramilitary to take over Hong Kong. They thought that they could intimidate all of the people. They thought that they could drive them into submission. That's caused the protests to grow exponentially. Second day of the international airport being completely shut down. And there are large throngs of the hundreds of thousands or even millions of different demonstrators popping up everywhere that are waving American flags. It's truly a beautiful moment where now the world sees America as it used to be, a beacon of liberty and freedom, not a beacon of tyranny, backing up the Chi-Coms, taking over the planet, backing up all these other groups. And there was an intriguing interview with Tucker Carlson a month ago with Peter Thiel. And Peter Thiel came out and said, look, big companies don't like America. They're globalists. They were trained to do it. It's the Chinese century. They're all moving to China, Apple, Google. They should be investigated for espionage. And now he's come out and said the truth again. Again, billionaire, a tech investor. He says that there are post-nationalists in the West, in America, that don't like our country existing, that say it was never great, never be great, like Chris Cuomo's brother and the governor of New York, and that these post-nationalists, that's what globalists are, they are working with China to carry all this out. This is such a huge deal, ladies and gentlemen. And so let's go ahead and go to a few minutes of this interview. The full Fox Business interview is on InfoWars.com in a critical Steve Watson article, Paul Joseph Watson's great brother. And it's so important to get that article out to everyone you know so the information is there so Americans know who the true threat is. Here it is.
It's quite significant that China's intelligence agencies have been seeding people into American companies. I want to ask you about what's going on in Silicon Valley in terms of espionage, in terms of what's happening with Chinese nationals working within our companies. There are Confucius Institutes in Silicon Valley, right by Stanford University. What's your take on all of that?
Well, this gets very speculative. It certainly would be odd if there wasn't something like this going on. And again, to zero in on the Google example where the AI DeepMind effort was described by its own founder as a Manhattan Project for AI. And so even though this was meant as probably, you know, marketing hyperbole in a way, I think that people outside the U.S. might very well take that literally. And so if you go around saying, here's the Manhattan Project for AI, pay attention, world. I think that would attract the attention of foreign governments, foreign intelligence agencies, and I think in particular the question about Chinese interest in this is one that needs to be looked at much more carefully, and that's why I've argued that, you know, the FBI or the CIA should be looking at this.
Do you get pressure because you've supported President Trump?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of questions there. So I think there's always an inside and an outside question. The outside question is, what are these companies doing with China? You know, are they censoring speech? And the Twitter McConnell thing, you know, you could say it's an innocent accident, or is it an intentional act of political sabotage? Which of the two is it? And I think one of the reasons the Republicans are so skeptical of the excuses big tech has for these repeated accidents is that the inside story is not good, because on the inside, Twitter is not a company where you have lots of people writing checks to Senator McConnell. You know, if you had a lot of campaign donations from Senator McConnell, we might say, well, to Senator McConnell, we might say this is sort of an innocent mistake, and we won't complain about it too much. That's not what's actually going on, and it has sort of the feel of a very unhealthy one party state in a way that's not good for Silicon Valley or for the politics of this country.
I mean,
generally,
the president can't even have a fundraiser without, you know, the people getting bullied about that fundraiser. It's gone. It's crazy. It's
right.
Real Trump derangement syndrome
right.
Happening.
And it is always, you know, I'm sort of the main outspoken supporter of President Trump inside Silicon Valley. There are many other people in Silicon Valley who support the president, but they're not going to say it.
Mm.
And so that's always the problem. It's unanimity doesn't mean that everybody agrees. It normally just means that everybody is too scared to speak up.
There you go. Everybody else is just too scared to speak up. That's what all the bullying is about. The left wants a one-party state. They've been promised incredible power. Coming up later, if I have time, I'm going to show you the Twitter account of a well-known leftist comedian who saw me at the pool, and then she dreams about coming up and confronting me, and then her Twitter supporters dream about violently kicking me down the stairs, stepping on my hand when my hand's outside the pool. I've had leftists do that before. That happened to me in Hawaii 2 years ago. And physically attacking me. And then they say, we can't believe that there was a woman and children with him. Who are those people? Oh, I know, my children were taken away from me, the media said. None of that's true either. So, again, you've got this hunchback hag pissed I've got a beautiful wife and beautiful children. So she also says I look like a pedophile. Hey, lady, that's your political party. Her tweets. I'm going to show it later about time. It just... To experience the left, to be Trump or like an Alex Jones or a Tucker Carlson, what you experience is just unbelievable, because you shake 50 hands, but that 50th person says, I'm going to kill you. So I have to walk around with security. If I want to go out, people say, well, just, you know, you shouldn't go out. You should just hide somewhere. No, I'm not hiding, ladies and gentlemen. We're the majority. Plus, we're in the right. We're not backing down. Now, let me stop right there. We're going to break in just a few minutes. And so when we come back, start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. Start your engines, because the information that's come out on Epstein is more ham-fisted, more insane, more over the top, more crazy than I could even believe. CBS News is reporting exactly what you'd expect. The inmates next door heard him shrieking, basically, and begging. And the guards, one who didn't work there, brought in separately suddenly that day with the lights turned off, cameras turned off, and the other guards told go home early. This is all confirmed. And as they go in, he begins screaming and they say, oh, breathe, breathe, fight for your life. And I agree with Tim Pool in his analysis, because even when I read Paul's headline about screeching and yelling and them saying breathe, breathe, I thought, oh, that's them strangling him. And he's saying breathe, breathe. Well, then Tim Pool, as I read the articles, like being quoted, so you could just, I mean, this is just standard. You're not choking yourself screaming and yelling, okay? And then people run in and say, oh, breathe, breathe. That's not even procedure. You just check the neck and try to breathe in their mouth or whatever. Okay, maybe all these weird coincidences have happened, all lined up, and it's right after the documents come out, and, you know, all the procedures and default positions are turned off.
He's taking off suicide watch. He's put in a room alone they're not supposed to do. You can't kill yourself with the sheets because they're too thin. They're like paper. On and on and on. And then magically, the jail guards brought in that didn't even work there. And then they go in, and then they tell the other guards go and don't do the 30-minute checks. And then all of a sudden, breathe. And then he's taken out, and he's dead. Pretty amazing. I'm going to cover it all when we come back from break. But remember, we can't finance this operation if it isn't for you, and we are changing the world right now. I cannot tell you the people that have called me, the support I've gotten, the apologies I've gotten on Twitter, on Facebook, in phone calls. A lot of famous people have called me. A lot of famous, well-known people, even on the left, I guess who have a soul, have come out and said, okay, we apologize to Alex Jones. We've got to really find out what's going on. Because they know all the pedophilia is coming out, and the pedophilia rings, mainly run by the Democrats. A lot of Republicans are going to be involved as well, but it's run by the Democrats. They're the right arm of the globalist, okay? And they know what they're doing, and people are now separating themselves from it, as they should. They're making the decision to say, okay, you've been right about a lot of stuff way ahead of time. We just couldn't believe it. We want to be separated. But here's the difference. I'm seeing tweets everywhere where people are saying, oh, I hope the Clinton death count includes Trump soon, and we're glad that the Clintons are tough. I heard that on the airplane flying to San Diego when it was first announced Epstein was dead. A lot of these people know what's going on. They like the pedophilia. They like the evil. The leftists are so twisted, they think it's cool. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those links. Defeat the enemy. Stay with it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, August 13th, 2019 Global Broadcast. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me. He'll be popping in some this segment and next segment. Now, I'm hyperventilating because there's so much incredible news, so many amazing things taking place all around us. It's just an amazing world. So I'm sitting here, I'm watching an aircraft carrier leave port. It's just amazing scene to watch this floating city right out the window here in San Diego. But continuing, Trump comes out with this leak, which is designed on purpose to let the left know they're serious, yesterday, that the FCC is going to come in and look at the censorship happening at big tech companies and treat them like a public utility or telecom, which is constitutional. They're going to stop them prohibiting content that's not barred by FCC, and that would be pornography, that would be illegal porn, that would be illegal gambling ads, that would be hacking ads, that would be calls to violence or cuss words, which they're going to have rules saying you can cuss, obviously, on the Internet. And I don't even like that, but the Internet has become the public square, and Google and Apple and others have gone under authoritarian rules and are already acting as governments. So the First Amendment is a law stating you can't prohibit something. So Trump is saying we're going to have a law prohibiting under the First Amendment that you can't take rights. Still dangerous, but it's our government, it's our country, and it's against big tech censorship. But that's only part of the executive order. Trump continues and says, but really it's going to be the Federal Trade Commission will have an open complaint system and criminal investigations and civil lawsuits, both, over the racketeering, over the bullying, over the voter suppression. And that's exactly what we needed. That's only part of what's on the table in the drafts. There's taking government funding away through government grants that Google, Apple, Twitter, and others get billions in. There's removing them off military bases and government installations, saying they're working with China so that they can't be trusted, like Huawei. This is all a very exciting time. And notice, suddenly, I'll talk about it next segment with the gentleman who exposed all of this. Chris Cuomo blew up at That's the Point with Brandon. That's the host's name. That's the name of the show. YouTube first took it down when it was going viral, but then the president's son said something and others pointed it out, and they put it back up. So see, oh, you show Chris Cuomo in public threatening to physically attack somebody, YouTube took it down. But as soon as they got backlash, they put it back up. They're not as arrogant as they used to be. Now, let's get to the big enchilada that we'll obviously cover with Mark Randazza, the lawyer who got these documents last week, and has big developments on that front. We're also going to have Bob Barnes joining us, Hotep Jesus, always informative, going to be coming on again, and Owen Schroyer riding shotgun. But this next news is so big that I think, should I started the show with it? No. China basically being at war with the U.S. and proxy wars is bigger, and Trump getting ready to move against censorship in general is huge. But the way this Epstein case captured the public's mind and was like Toto pulling back the curtain in The Wizard of Oz, showing the little man behind the curtain. It probably is bigger than everything because it symbolizes the awakening. One scumbag pimp that procured underage people and children and for rituals and other evil things to compromise folks. Yeah, he's not the news. But the fact that the media has tried to cover this up and tried to defend it, the fact that they're censoring on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube right now, any mention of this or who's in the 2,000 pages of documents, all these top Democrats and others, and all the royalty and all the corporate heads, and this is just a few witnesses. This is all coming out, and the witnesses match up with flight logs. So what happened? Well, people said, oh, it's the witness protection program. Well, I don't agree with that. Dead men don't tell tales, and they want to threaten the other witnesses. So they famously have always had jail guards that for money will do whatever they're told. And whether it was jail guards that were in there before or jail guards that came in later, we don't know their names yet. CBS News is reporting that they heard yelling and shrieking as soon as two guards go in, one of them who didn't even work there. They're like, hey, we got Bob, but we need probably a two-man team. What if this Epstein can fight? Eh, we'll bring Charlie in or whatever his name is. And as I was reading Paul Watson's article about this, before I even got into it, I said, oh, that's a classic cover. Boom, open the door, run in, you hear some shrieking, and say, oh, breathe, fight for your life, pal. Oh, you come on, Epstein, fight. Well, you got him in that chokehold. Oh, lights out, pal. Then they leave. This is incredible. CBS News is reporting that inmates are telling federal investigators, no, we heard the door open, screaming, yelling, begging, basically, and then right as that starts, oh, come on, Epstein, breathe, buddy. You can do it. That's exactly how you do this when you know people are listening. And that's textbook. So before I even read what Tim Pool was saying, investigative journalist, who I have a lot of respect for, even though he goes with the stereotypes of me and you know doesn't ever give me credit, that's fine. He does great work. Shrieking and shouting heard from Epstein's cell the morning he died. Guard on duty was not a regular corrections officer. And they turned the cameras off, and they turned the lights off, and they told the other guards go home 30 minutes early. I mean, this is every default position was click, 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 turned off, just as Robert Barnes was saying yesterday. But one thing he forgot, this is also a super high-profile guy who everybody's saying they're going to kill right after all these bombshell documents come out. Oh, you don't think British royalty would have somebody killed? You don't think they can find jail guards that for $10 million will do this when they know they're protected? I'm sure CBS and Tim Pool are wrong. They didn't do nothing. They're nice boys. Shrieking and shouting was heard from Jeffrey Epstein's cell on the morning he died while one of Epstein's guards at the Metropolitan Police Center was not a regular corrections officer. Going in a special, you know, the other gods go home. Other gods, well, you'll all be taken care of. On the morning of Epstein's death, there was shouting and shrieking from his cell, reports CBS News. Corrections officers attempted to revive him while saying, breathe, breathe, Epstein, breathe. And like shoving your head in water. Breathe there, buddy. Oh, don't bleed to death while they stab you. don't die. Boom. Oh, how'd that feel? Continuing, journalist Tim Pool even speculated that breathe, breathe could be could be shouted as cover for those same individuals acting and actually murdering Epstein. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm imagining two guys standing and strangling Epstein while leaning out so that other inmates can hear them. Breathe. Oh, no. He's choking. Breathe. And they're strangling him in a sleeper hold, said Pool. And it goes on from there. This is CBS News reporting this. All the systems are turned off. All the regulars are sent home. The regular check it every 30 minutes. Oh, don't do that. Again, this is the most ridiculous, over-the-top thing I have ever seen. It makes my head spin. And you got to ask yourself, why are they so incredibly sloppy? It gets worse. And come back. Before we go to our guest, it's on InfoWars.com. All that drone footage shot showed what was in his windows. Right before the FBI gets there, somebody cleans out all the computers and everything. We have video of it. That's right. So who was on the island days before? Will the FBI ask that question? Or will people inside protect the Clintons again?
Thomas Jefferson predicted
over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we're going to go to the man of the hour who shot video recently of Chris Cuomo, the big bully with no ratings on CNN. This gentleman's been a guest on the broadcast before. He does a great job. We're going to be talking to him. That's the point with Brandon. He's obviously a big guy because Cuomo's a big guy, but this guy's a big guy. Talk about total posturing by Fredo Cuomo, as he's now known. That's coming up. But let me just finish up with this.
right center dead panel on DrudgeReport.com is the FBI scrambles after drone footage of Little Pedophile Island, Little St. Pedo, Jeffrey Epstein, shows that days before the FBI raids it, through the windows you see Apple computers, you see hard drives, you see wiring, you see equipment. It's all been expunged. It's all been scraped. It's all been taken out. It's all disappeared. So the FBI's out there snorkeling around. They're looking for everything. And look, most of the FBI's good. But the regular FBI gets sent out to look for it. The people inside the Justice Department, they know the raid that everybody's been asking for 10 years. I've been saying raid. Both that island and the bigger island he owned right next door. The reported tunnels, the dungeons that are all confirmed now. They didn't just fly kids in. They had smugglers bring kidnapped kids up in boats. That's been in the local news for 5 years. The people say, that's just Devil's Island. That's just Pito Island. There's like the mayors and stuff are like, we need help. They hurt the children on the island. We do not let our children go out at night. They take them there. The children disappear. It's like a Dracula's castle. You don't go out at night. You don't get near it. Those are thousand-year-old legends. And now you see it again. And it was in the news out of Italy, major news. An island where they take children and others and have orgies and kill them. And there's now indictments happening. I know that sounds scary, but legends all come out of real things. Go to, just type in human sacrifice in history. Every culture did it. From the ancient Asians to the ancient Africans to the Mesoamericans to all the Germanic tribes of human sacrifice. And the left always tried to cover that up. Why? Because they didn't want you to know it's ongoing. Things like Wicker Man, all of that's real, folks. Sometimes they want to kill the king. If things got really bad, they'd kill the king in a Wicker Man. That's a druidic thing, a Gaelic thing. Sometimes you kill his son if you really needed strength. I mean, the druids would demand, you know, the king's son or the king's daughter. They didn't just, the Aztecs sometimes would demand royalty be killed. So everybody does this stuff. Everybody repeats this stuff, and it's a real deal. So be sure and check out that article by Jamie White on DrudgeReport.com and realize we are overpowering the censors. Google and Twitter and Facebook, shame on them. Even mainline journalists that are talking about this are talking about the names on the 2,000 pages that is public, that a federal judge ordered released to Mark Randazza, who's an InfoWars lawyer. He's coming on next hour. Thanks to him and the work of Mike Cernovich. They are removing it and blocking it all over the place. There's articles everywhere about it. You think about signing on to evil, folks, and aiding and abetting and making themselves part of it. Now, let's shift gears and cut right there. We're live, but we put these up on our own servers, InfoWars.com, so you can find the audio, find the video, and share these. That's really the key. You know what's going on, listeners and viewers. You're the eyes and ears of this thing. You're the muscle, but you got to get the videos and send them. We'll have the last two segments cut together with all this proof. But let's, for this segment, the next, and that first little 5 minutes, go to our very special guest. The show is the That's the Point. The show is That's the Point with Brandon, and he's going to tell us where he was, the details, the background. But this is one of the biggest stories in the country. It's top linked on DrudgeReport.com. At first, we now know that it was taken down by YouTube until there was a backlash. Now the president, now his son have retweeted it. It's getting tens of millions of views across the internet, where Mr. Cuomo, Chris Cuomo of CNN non-fame, almost no viewers, terrible ratings, bullies and attacks this man for calling him Fredo. Now, that's a thing that I have a lot of Italian friends. A lot of Italian friends, a lot of Italian great folks that work for the office and business partners and people, they all call weak men Fredos. And so I guess that's why in The Godfather they call the son Fredo. I'm told that was going on before The Godfather, that you call somebody Fredo. Mark Randazza is an Italian citizen as well as a U.S. citizen. He started an Italian school, so he's a big, I guess you say, Romophile, a supporter of Italian stuff. And he's going to pop in too next hour and just point out, no, that's not the N-word, ladies and gentlemen. It's saying you're weak. It's saying you're a fake. And if anybody deserves to be called Chris Fredo Cuomo, it's him and his thug brother Andrew that said America was never great and it'll never be great. Or no, it was never that great
you'll never be great. I mean, that isn't, I mean, Fredo means punk. Fredo means bitch. Fredo means enemy. Fredo means somebody you don't want watching your back. Fredo means somebody you can't trust. It doesn't mean the damn N-word. But imagine this big, rich, powerful guy that got away with hit and runs and his corrupt thug brother and all of this. He has the nerve to sit there and tell somebody that, oh, you call me the N-word, so you can flip out and threaten to throw him downstairs and basically kill him. I'll wreck you. I'll throw you downstairs. We're going to play the beeped audio next segment. But let's bring in the host of That's the Point with our guest, Brandon. Thank you so much for coming on, sir.
Oh, Alex, you know, it's a pleasure every time. You know, you broke my heart, Fredo. You broke my heart. And so the whole thing was, this video was actually sent to me. I wasn't there. So the video was sent to me by a That's the Point follower. And they say, hey, I don't want to be named. I just want you to expose what he did and this and this and that. So the story is, dude was at a bar, and Chris Como was there with a woman and a group of other guys. And I guess one was going up the stairs and one was coming down the stairs, and they kind of met right by the stairs. And this guy who chooses to remain anonymous, he asked him, he said, hey, Fredo, can I get a photo? And the reason he called him Fredo was because the guy listens to Rush Limbaugh all the time. And Rush Limbaugh always equates, calling him Fredo, Chris Como Fredo. So he legitimately, this is what I was told, and he legitimately believed the dude's name was Fredo, or at least the nickname. So he said, hey, Fredo, can I get a photo? And at that point, that's when he started snapping on him and the recording started. And so
wow.
With that being and then clearly in the video, you could see, like I said, hey, look, I didn't mean it like that. I legitimately thought your name was,
So I thought that was you. I know you've been on the show a few times, but we were moving quick here, and there wasn't a lot of detail with the video. That's why you're here. I'm glad we're getting the background, because the guy's big. I mean, I know Cuomo's a really big guy. This guy looks even bigger, and he seems so genuine, saying, hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know. And I thought, man, this guy's either a great actor or he really thought his name was Fredo. So now we get but I noticed the big guy takes his glasses off and is like, okay, I'm kind of ready to go there at the end.
Yeah, so the whole thing is this kid's a good kid. He's a college kid. And his family has a big family business in New York. So that's why he really wants to remain anonymous, because he's afraid of the backlash, and he didn't know that it was going to go this big. I could send you later all the contextual texts that I have with him. He does choose to remain anonymous, so I won't mention it here. But I'll show you the texts, and he's in fear of showing, you know, who he is in his name. So he gave me, you know, all the rights. He said, hey, please expose this, get this out. And so I did. And so it just goes to show the tolerance of the left that they speak of, right?
Well, we're going to play the audio when we come back, but it's just vicious. I mean, even if somebody's messing with you, you're a public figure. People go, hey, you know, crap head, I hope you die all the time. And sometimes I say, screw you back. Usually I just laugh at them now, or say, get behind me, Satan. But to say, I'm going to throw you downstairs, I'm going to wreck you, and he's got a couple thugs with him, blowing up, acting tough. It's an amazing video.
And the fact that the dude legitimately say, hey, look, man, I didn't mean it like that, you know?
And then that only encourages you to act like a thug until the big guy takes his glasses off and looks like he's, well, okay, I'm ready. He's threatening to basically kill him. We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want him shut down. I want him silenced. I want them all silenced, all conservatives, all Trump supporters. Take them off the internet. That's a quote from Anna Navarro, another one of Chris Cuomo's MSM establishment hack colleagues. Well, here she is calling Don Jr. Trado because he works in New York. And because his first name is Don. So that's really acting like all Italians are criminals, if you really want to get into stereotypes. Calling someone who's Italian Fredo, generally, again, means that they are just a punk, someone that can't be trusted. But here's a clip of Anna Navarro.
Daddy kept Fredo back home. So who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says? Who cares what Donald Trump Jr. says?
All right, you know what?
I don't want to talk about that entitled.
So there you go. Then let's introduce our guest here. He's got a popular show, That's the Point, with Brandon. He's been on our show. He's been on the other shows before. And he was sent this footage from an anonymous gentleman who's very successful, family very successful in New York, who had seen Limbaugh's clips online. And I knew Limbaugh does call him Fredo because he's kind of the dumb brother from the big mob boss. Literally Democrat mob boss for the Democrat machine, not because he's Italian, but because the Democrat machine runs much of the Northeast, Chicago, San Francisco, into the ground. And so he was sent this footage by this gentleman who will remain anonymous, but he can give us all the inside baseball and some of the backstory. Recap some of that, make other key points. Then we're going to play this beeped audio of Chris Cuomo threatening to wreck him, throw him downstairs for calling him Fredo.
Yeah, so the source said, sent that in. He was in a bar. They were with some friends, and they were walking upstairs, I believe. And that's when they ran into Chris. And so from that point, he recognized him, and but only registered with the name Fredo. And so he said, hey, Fredo, can I get a photo with you or a picture? And at that point, like, it was that simple and that fast of an exchange. And in that type of manner, it wasn't like, hey, Fredo, you know, he went up, he said, hey, Fredo, can I get a photo? And he just went completely ham. So they turned on the recorder and the phone and recorded it. And, you know, the rest explains for itself how he acted. Trying to break down and make it the name Fredo equivalent to the N-word. I don't see where he got that twist from. So that's just amazing how they try to spin that narrative so fast. And CNN saying, oh, they were saying it was a racial slur, so we backed Cuomo. So what they're doing is just greenlighting that type of behavior for the left. But if that was somebody on the right, they'd be crucified, tarred, and feathered. And walk through with everybody screaming shame, shame, shame on them. 100%.
Well, she said it better than I could. You know, first, everybody hates black people, so we can dehumanize anybody that likes Trump because we call them racist. Now it's, oh, you can't call me a name I don't like. Now, you know, you're making fun of me. But it sounds like when he's talking to Cuomo that the guy, he says, you know, are you Italian? And the guy says, I think the guy is Italian. Is he?
I believe one of them were, because I know there was a couple of them, you know, his friends, and then also.
Yeah, so then Cuomo starts saying, well, that you should know not to just, I mean, it's just total crap. Everybody knows that it means somebody's weak. But again, if the guy doesn't really know who he is, believes it's off the nickname, Cuomo, I think, better get ready, because if Chris Cuomo wasn't known as Fredo by everybody before, he is now going to be known as Fredo Cuomo. What do you think?
Forever and a day. 100%. That is hashtag fake news Fredo, Fredo Cuomo, 100%. But the thing is, see, Hollywood can't even write this stuff, man. It writes itself, and it's pure gold that they expose themselves. You really don't have to do anything nowadays but bring a camera out and put it in front of a Democrat liberal, and you're going to go ahead. You know what I mean? And they're going to expose themselves. It's ridiculously that simple, and it just goes to show the pull where our society is now, you know, turning to and falling down at such a rapid rate.
You're right, but that was my next question: how bad is it going to get? But I want to play this clip, folks, because there's so many of them. But this is the same Cuomo that said, if your 11-year-old daughter doesn't want to see a man at her public school that identifies as a woman, who's her coach? So if a man identifies as a woman, so it's a trans coach, the girls that are 11 should be in showers with a 30-year-old man. He said he then said these girls and their fathers are bad and are bigoted. I mean, this guy is just from another planet. He is so entitled. And again, he got away with a hit and run at a big city public outdoor banquet, ran over people, but because his brother's the governor, he got away with it. He was so drunk, racing in the middle of a town fair, through the fair. He just does. And sure, I think he's like, what is he, 6'5", 6'6"? He's a big guy. And so, but I'll tell him, hey, I'm only 5'11", Cuomo. I'll call you Fredo to your face. You want to punch me? Believe me. Let's go. You want to attack me? You thug, you punk. I guarantee you, I ever get you down, you're not going to like it. I'm not going to attack you first, you thug, you punk, you bully. But you want to, you're Fredo. And I swear, if I ever see you anywhere, I'm going to tell you, hey, Fredo, I don't want a photo of your punk ass, Fredo, you thug. Quit running around threatening people and saying America was never great, it'll never be great. You and your thug brother are a disgrace to this nation. You anti-American, Chi-Com-funded trash. And America's waking up. Sorry, I'm ranting. You made me mad. Let's go to this censored video. That's a whole other story coming up with our guest that got it. CNN and others obviously lobbied to have it taken down, but now it's been put back up. Here's the video.
You want to call me? Call me.
Hey, listen, man. I'm not doing anything.
I'll fucking wreck your shit.
Stop.
I'll fucking wreck your shit.
Stop.
Oh, punk-ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
You must...
Fredo was from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
They use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
Oh, you Italian? I got a
little... It's an insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us. Wow. Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, you want to... What? You got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But I'm going to call me.
Hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV.
What's the
insult me like that?
I didn't insult you.
You call me Fredo. It's like I call you Pump Bitch. You like that? You want to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that. You
called me Fredo. You know my name now. Fredo.
I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was Fredo. Don't be a liar. I want to be a man. Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
You want to be a man out here.
Yeah,
Then own what you said.
Listen, man, I have a problem with you, man.
You're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like a pump.
What are you
going to
do?
You don't want to.
But why don't you do it?
Go take a swing. You want to call me Fredo? Take a swing.
I'm not going to swing.
Watch your hands. Watch your hands. Take a swing. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. So you want to call me? Call me.
Hey, listen, man. I'm not
doing anything. I'll fucking wreck your shit.
Stop.
You didn't actually say you didn't know what you were doing when
I
you
thought it was your name.
I don't know.
I thought it was your name.
You didn't know, right? Hey, you didn't know what you were saying, right?
I thought it was your
name.
I'm breaking it up.
Man, I tell you, he makes that guy who's really genuine at the end go, okay, well, go ahead. And the guy's bigger than it looks like in Cuomo. Looks like a really big dude. So Cuomo was about to get his ass handed to him, and I think he figured it out and finally stopped. But going back to our guest, the host of That's the Point with Brandon, other points that need to be added to this are obviously tell people the backstory of them trying to suppress this video.
Yeah, so, okay. So, well, first of all, I want to clarify something with that video. That Hannity lied and retweeted the video on Twitter and said that, oh, in my honest opinion, Cuomo was right. You know, the guy heckled him or whatever in front of his kids with his 9-year-old daughter and family. Complete lie. Cuomo was there with a woman and a group of guys. As you could tell, there was no children present. So Hannity retweeted that without even trying to find out any further backstory. So I'm pretty surprised at that. But as far as background for the video, I mean, for them taking it down was, yeah, so they, with no word, I went to go check my view count to see where it was at, and I noticed that the whole video was gone. Then I received an email saying all my stuff was taken down, and so I appealed it right away. And I don't know what happened from Donald Trump tweeting or Donald Trump Jr. tweeting it and me doing the appeal, but that was the fastest return on an appeal that I've ever seen. They took it down.
It usually takes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll say it was down for about an hour, and within that time, it went right back up with that email in the return saying that they.
I mean, usually an appeal takes 2 weeks. One time the Young Turks had my channel taken down when I had a confrontation with them because they were at the Google studio area, and they put it right back up as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us, sir. Second hour, straight ahead.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.